This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Representative Mary Kay Scanlon, an advocate of Defund the Police, was carjacked in Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. Five suspects were later arrested in Delaware, according to DSP. The congresswoman was unharmed by the armed carjackers. The mostly partisan January 6th committee on Wednesday asked Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, to meet with the panel to provide information on his communication with former President Trump regarding the occupation on the Capitol. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed Jim Jordan's appointment to the committee.
600 people have been charged. Investigations are supposed to happen in the executive branch. Congress has an oversight function, but Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to ask the appropriate questions, like why was the security posture so weak that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead, the actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
The Supreme Court says that it will hold a special session in just over 2 weeks to weigh challenges to two Biden administration policies covering vaccine requirements that affect large companies and health care workers numbering in the millions. SCOTUS announcement Wednesday said that it will hear arguments in the case January 7th. The parents of the suspected Oxford, Michigan high school murderer are speaking up.
An attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly says they did not anticipate their 15-year-old son, Ethan, would commit violence and are devastated like others in the Oxford, Michigan community. The Crumblys are charged with involuntary manslaughter after prosecutors say they bought the gun for their son he used in the crime and they didn't lock it up. Ethan Crumbly faces numerous charges, including four counts of homicide. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch from French Guiana on South America's northeastern coast Christmas Day. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Former Republican Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania told Newsmax last night that the investigation into the origins of the Russia collusion hoax is now focused on Hillary Clinton campaign officials.
You know, it's taken a lot longer than I had hoped, and I think most people had hoped for Durham to get this case rolling. But it looks like he's finally got some traction. I mean, it's very, very clear that it's not just a case of opposition research. I mean, you're working with foreign agents and people who are putting a hoax of a Russian collusion story out there. This is dangerous stuff, and the fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign clearly, according to the indictments, were involved in the dossier and involved in pitching it to the authorities. This is serious stuff, and you go back to the whole point of rigging an election. This is where the rigging of the 2020 election really started. It started with this false narrative and tainted the entire Trump presidency with it.
According to Manuel Ascano Jr., a Vanderbilt University biochemist who studies viruses, says two new British studies provide some data that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus may be milder than the Delta version. Scientists stress that even if the findings stand, any reductions in severity need to be weighed against the fact that Omicron spreads much faster than Delta. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and especially great to have Molly Hemingway. I've been bragging about her, telling you we were going to be talking about her new book, Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Election. Molly, of course, is co-author of the national bestseller, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and The Future of the Supreme Court, one of America's most influential and trusted political journalists. She's a senior editor of the online magazine, The Federalist, which she helped launch, and she's a popular Fox News contributor. Molly, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How have you been?
Great, and it's great to be here with you.
Well, Molly, I'm so grateful for your book, because what you have done after, you know, the 2020 elections, people have been told not to talk about it, just to accept what, you know, we've been told by the legacy media that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And even now he feels comfortable about saying that he got 81 million votes. And, you know, he doesn't even smile about it. He just says, as a matter of fact. But what I love that you wrote in your prologue, you said, if you believe things went terribly wrong in the 2020 election, well, you're not crazy. You're not alone. But most of all, you're not wrong. Thank you for that, by the way.
I couldn't believe how, after the 2016 election, when Donald Trump surprised everyone by defeating Hillary Clinton, the media engaged in years of absolutely delusional and insane conspiracy theorizing. They said, no, he hadn't really won. It's not that people enjoyed his policies. It's that the Russians colluded with him to steal the election from its rightful victor, Hillary Clinton. And this wasn't fringe people. This was everybody, everybody in the media, everybody in the Democratic Party. You had one out of three Democrats not show up to Trump's inauguration because they believed this conspiracy theory. And then we have 2020, which we all know, because we all went through it, was the weirdest election we've ever experienced. And after that, you weren't allowed to even comment on the weirdness. So I knew I had to write a book where I actually, the way I figure things out is I interview and I report and I research to find out, you know, what's real and what's not real. And so I knew I had to do it. And I'm so glad I did, because I think it's really important that people understand what the elite establishment did in order to determine the outcome of last year's election.
It sounds, for you and for those that will read your book, it's going to be a bit cathartic, because of how our brains have been conditioned to believe the unbelievable. It's like they want us to suspend any kind of connection with reality and common sense here.
Well, like what I was just saying, we all lived through it. We all saw what happened with the media, where they, not just for the entirety of the Trump administration, but particularly that last year, were making up news stories in order to hurt him, that they were suppressing very legitimate news stories to make sure that their image of Joe Biden wouldn't be tarnished. Big tech came in and suppressed information in a way that is unheard of in our country. And that has nothing to do with even changing hundreds of laws to flood the zone with tens of millions of mail-in ballots. at the same time that they decreased scrutiny of mail-in ballots, or sometimes eliminated scrutiny of mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And then also, on top of that, Mark Zuckerberg spent $419 million targeting blue counties in swing states to take over their government election offices, not on campaign stuff, but on government election offices, embedding left-wing Democratic activists into the system to run Democratic get-out-the-vote operations in the states where it mattered the most.
This is quite the cabal. I got to tell you, and I don't know if you discovered this, and maybe I may have missed it in your book, but it seemed like the RNC, they should have been better at anticipating what was going on. I mean, you had a band of attorneys. I mean, they didn't do this in the dark of night like, you know, some of these immigration flights at 3 o'clock in the morning that are happening. I mean, they were quite open about it. They flooded these election offices and put a lot of pressure, and you're going, well, where's the Republican, you know, counteroffensive? They just allowed them to come in and storm, you know, the gates of these election offices and put these local election officials on their heels, and they just kind of had to go along, you know, to avoid a lawsuit or all kinds of, you know, complications. So that kind of added, at least in my estimation, added to the complication as well, don't you think?
I think there are two issues there, and they're both really important. One, you noted how there was nobody allowed to observe the mail-in ballot counting. You know, we heard these stories all across the country. That was huge. That was real. And that was important because of what I just said about mail-in ballots being flooding the zone with them and decreasing scrutiny. Mm-hmm. The only time you can really do anything about fraud or other irregularities, the only time you can reasonably do anything, like it's always hard to catch fraud, but you really need to be there when they separate the ballot from the envelope. Looking at the envelope is the only way to tell if it's a, you know, if it's a legitimate vote or not, or if there are any problems with it. By keeping Republican observers away from that, and I tell the story about how in Philadelphia they were kept a football field length away, how they had to go to court to get any observers closer, and how Philadelphia shut down when they won that initial court case. I tell the story of how that happened in Fulton County, Atlanta, the most populous county in the country, where they told everybody that they were done for the night, and they kept counting for hours with no oversight, not just Republicans, but media. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to have state and federal observers there as well. And that's fishy. And the reason why that's a problem is that once that's done, once those things are separated, it's very hard to do anything about it. But you say that Republicans didn't do anything, but I actually tell stories of Republicans doing a lot. They were there on the ground. They were battling these things. They were aware that there were problems leading up to the election, and they actually won quite a few cases. They didn't win enough to as much as they should have, but they don't have as much money as Democrats do. They don't have as much organization, and I get into the history of that. So it's kind of a party-wide thing, including that the people didn't have the same level of interest as Democratic voters did. So Republican voters also bear some responsibility.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Look, in a democratic republic, it's we the people that bear the responsibility. You're correct on both sides. I agree with you. But obviously they learned something in Virginia, didn't they?
I don't know. I mean, I think Virginia was fascinating, and the fact that Republicans won does not mean that these problems don't exist. And also, they certainly there's still, you know, litigation and issues happening in the New Jersey elections, Pennsylvania elections, where they're finding ballots. They're having all these problems with mail-in ballots. These were narrow victories for Republicans. They should not rest on their laurels there. But also, who knows what they would have been without these types of shenanigans engaged in by the Democratic Party. You know, people act like the win or the loss is the only thing that matters, but margins actually matter a great deal, particularly in close elections.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing that comes to mind here right now, and I was talking with somebody else about your book, is that because of the lack of popularity of Joe Biden and your book coming out and others now being able to speak out against the shenanigans and the obvious fraud that took place in 2020, we're starting to have that conversation again, that this could put a lot more pressure on this administration and Democrats. I don't think they're ready to play fair. I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, to your point, is that people that are, you know, interested in free and fair elections, that they've got to be all in to that end, because the fact of the matter is the Democrats and those on the left, this was a clear strategy that they employed with an expected end, right?
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things I get into also in the book that fascinated me. I mentioned the 2016 election hoax, the Russia hoax. The guy who ran that operation is the same guy who ran the 2020 election chaos operation, Mark Elias. So he's the one who paid for
that Russia hoax. Molly, let's go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Molly Hemingway after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And independent. independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Molly Hemingway continues, the author of the national bestseller, Justice on Trial, and she's got another great one here with Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democratic Seized Our Elections. Molly, I want to pick up where we left off. You were talking about Mark Elias and his involvement in 2016 as well as 2020.
Yeah, so he did so much damage in the 2016 election by paying for that fake info about Russian collusion with Trump. And then in 2020, he ran the operation to water down election laws to enable tens of millions of mail-in ballots with little to no scrutiny. And it was a complete operation. And what I also find interesting is as soon as they secured this victory, where you're supposed to believe that Joe Biden is the most popular person in American history, despite all evidence to the contrary, they wanted right. to permanentize all the changes they made. You know, they claimed they were just for COVID and it was this once in a lifetime thing. Then they tried to make them permanent, not just at the state level, but by pushing through this legislation at the federal level, because I think they understand they can only win if there isn't integrity to the elections. And that should be a huge sign to people who are engaged in political battle.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, H.R. 1 is still there and is also, you know, S1. And this is the federalization of our elections, which, you know, fortunately, you know, we've been able to hold off to now. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But I think that would be devastating to this free republic if we give up, you know, our local elections and they all become federalized.
That's absolutely true. And I mean, it's interesting that they've been able to hold off these changes, even though Republicans don't have the House, the Senate, or the presidency. But I think it's also interesting, you know, people think this is all about 2020. It's all about Trump. I think the Republican Party understands that this is an existential threat to their ability to ever win an election again. And so they exactly. all have been paying a bit more attention now than they had been previously.
All they have to do, Molly, is look at California. And it's a one-party state, and the Democrats, the rest of them, are looking to California as the poster child, and that's what they want to do. They want to impose those kind of controls on the nation. You know, can America handle a one-party state?
And particularly what that one party does with its power. If you want to see a vision of that going forward, you just look at California and its drug policy, border policy, homeless policy, economic policy. It's not a pretty picture. It's also interesting to me that California is one of those cases that shows why it's just important to know what the laws say. You know that Democrats did a great job of taking advantage of watering down of election security in certain years with their ballot harvesting, and that cost Republicans
exactly.
a bunch of seats. But then Republicans kind of figured out the game, and they got a bunch of them back.
And then the Democrats cried foul because the Republicans were doing what they did, right?
That's only supposed to be what we get to do, not what you get to do, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How much was Donald Trump's personality, like you said, I had written a commentary about this before, you know, this idea of, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And like you said, the legacy media, big tech, the social media oligarchs had conditioned the marketplace to hate Trump to such a degree. How much of that came into play in this election? Will we ever know that because the numbers are so watered down?
Well, that's why I think the initial lies that they told about him were so key. Usually when a new president comes to power, he's given a 100-day honeymoon. Everybody works together to kind of get things going. What happened with Trump is not only did he not get that with the media or the Democratic Party, his primary opponents, he didn't even get that in the Republican Party. And so it was just hysteria the entire time. It was exhausting. Even as the actual policies were being pushed through his force of will, his personality, which is very
right.
polarizing, and, you know, people have very different reactions to it. But the establishment legitimately viewed him as a threat because he really was showing that the way that they claimed it had to be was not how it had to be. And they really liked their positions of power. But it absolutely affected people's perceptions of whether he was a tolerable or even welcome change or whether he was unacceptable. And that was not just media. That was big tech with their algorithmic manipulation of people's emotions, and it was very deleterious to our election integrity.
Yeah, no doubt ego became a big part and a subset of this whole deal. For me, being a businessman, Molly, I appreciated the mind and expertise of a true chief executive officer. You know, years ago, as you recall, we had Ross Perot coming on the scene, and thought, wow, he's a chief executive officer. This could be something that the country needed, but he just didn't have the wherewithal to bring it to its final conclusion. And here we are, Donald Trump with his very strong personality and his understanding and a make-it-happen kind of guy. He did it in business. It had to be so frustrating for him because now he's dealing with, with the government and, the union forces, probably molds that were left over from the Obama regime that were still in there, all these antithetical forces that were part of his administration that were doing everything they could to undermine and demonize his, his approach. And, what's the guy guilty of after everything is all said and done? In short order, he makes us energy independent. We're paying less for gas. We have a control of our southern border. We've got Middle East peace starting to break out. We got four Arab nations ready to sit down at a table meeting with Israel. Iran is under tow. Russia's holding their line, and China is feeling the pressure, and we've got them. But I guess in everybody's wisdom, at least the wisdom of 81 million people who voted for Joe Biden, they felt like that wasn't good enough.
And it just strikes me, too, that all of these successes that you list, which are important, and I actually devoted a little bit to the book to explain the context of why the establishment hated him so much, because he was so successful with these things. It's worth noting that we were told that Donald Trump was unacceptable. We had people on the right, so-called conservative leaders, saying he breaks too many norms. Meanwhile, right now, we have a president who's mandating vaccines in completely extra-constitutional fashion. We have a guy who's raiding independent journalists on behalf of family members. And these same voices that were so loud during the Trump administration are utterly silent, or I haven't heard anything from them. And the media choose not to hyperventilate about these things, even though they are actual threats to our system of constitutional government and our liberties. It's infuriating.
Well, it is, and we need the media, but when they're, missing in action or they're sold out, they've really abandoned the first constitutional right to exist, and it's to the pain and hurt and injury to we the people who want a free republic. And, as you write in chapter 5 of your book Rigged, you talk about the revenge of fake news.
Which played, and people look at some of the big stories, but one of the things that was so infuriating for me was, ended up being a pretty big story. You had four supposedly anonymous sources claiming to a far-left journalist who frequently gets stories wrong that Donald Trump doesn't actually like visiting military cemeteries. No, he hates soldiers, and he calls them losers. And so that story was published. There were 20-some people on the record disputing it, including John Bolton, who hates Donald Trump, and contemporaneous evidence. And yet that story was fed everywhere, and it even made it into a presidential debate.
Oh, amazing. And yet nobody's interested in Hunter Biden's laptop.
Or any of the stories about the Biden family business, which is that people who are very powerful and wealthy and foreign oligarchs give Biden family members money in exchange for presumably changes in policy that Americans are on the hook for. And so what could be more important for a journalist to cover than that Biden family business? Like, nobody's alleging these Biden family members are giving anything tangible or real in exchange for the money. So we, of course, should know what it is that people are. Why are people giving so much money when they're foreign, powerful people? And yet the media couldn't cover it, wouldn't cover it. And then when someone did, the New York Post, they went to war against the New York Post. It is shameful. It is a threat to the republic. It is horrifying. And they still have not been held accountable for it.
Well, Molly Hemingway, cannot thank you enough for bringing this book to the forefront. This is I think it's going to be a huge relief for many people that have been wanting to, you know, to discuss this. Because like with any problem, this is why free speech is so important, you know, to our free republic, is we've got to be able to talk about these things. And thank you for opening the door, and appreciate all the great work and research that you did on this. Molly Hemingway, thank you for being with us. Take care.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Representative Mary Kay Scanlon, an advocate of Defund the Police, was carjacked in Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. Five suspects were later arrested in Delaware, according to DSP. The congresswoman was unharmed by the armed carjackers. The mostly partisan January 6th committee on Wednesday asked Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, to meet with the panel to provide information on his communication with former President Trump regarding the occupation on the Capitol. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed Jim Jordan's appointment to the committee.
600 people have been charged. Investigations are supposed to happen in the executive branch. Congress has an oversight function, but Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to ask the appropriate questions, like why was the security posture so weak that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead, the actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you with us. And as always, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is right there. And right now we're going to talk about the gift-giving season. And right now, you know, many people have digital devices at the top of their list, but with so many innovations and options, how do you choose the right ones? Well, here to spotlight the best devices for those special people on your list is the one and only tech expert, Jessica Naziri, who's teaming up with Qualcomm Technologies, Inc., the leader in 5G phones, computers, and smart devices that are connecting people around the world. Jessica, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so as I said, when we're thinking about tech gifts for the holidays, gosh, with all the options, where did we start, Jessica?
Bill, when it comes to tech, I want to tell you what is on the inside. It counts, especially with improving 5G and Wi-Fi speeds. You know, that's really why I offer Qualcomm-powered products. You know, as our devices become more and more connected, Qualcomm devices sync really well together.
Well, and that is great news, and we know that to be so for anybody that's been involved with Qualcomm Technologies, Inc. With everyone in and out of the office and school these days, what are some great laptops for those on the go that you would suggest?
Okay, so there is a new genre of laptops for kids, for adults, that I want to tell you about. It's called the Always Connected Personal Computer, and I'm loving the Samsung Galaxy Book Go 5G, and it's powered by the Snapdragon 8cx Gen 2. So a lot to talk about, a big mouthful, but what that really means is it combines the best features of your smartphone, but with PC performance. So it's fast, it's good for the office, it's good for on the go, and what I really like is it's thin, it's fanless, and it features 4G and 5G connectivity. And these days, it's all about connectivity. I mean, I'm working from home. I don't know where you are right now, but yeah. I'm relying on Wi-Fi everywhere I go. And in my home, I have my son, I have my husband, and we're constantly streaming multiple devices. So we really appreciate the Netgear Orbi Wi-Fi 6E mesh system. Now, what's great is it's lightning fast, and it's based on Qualcomm's networking Pro 1610. And what that means is mesh routers. These are just the best things to happen to home Wi-Fi. It creates a seamless network for your entire home, so there's no area that doesn't have Wi-Fi. It encapsulates your entire home.
Mm-hmm. Does that integrate with your existing hardware? You know, how does that work together with what you've got?
It's a separate router, and you plug it into your modem. So you can keep your modem, and you just get the Ethernet cable and plug it into this new router.
So it fills in all the dead spots, huh?
Exactly.
You're
and it
kidding.
Covers
That's awesome.
So much space. So I'm a big fan because I rely on on my Wi-Fi for everything that I do, especially,
right.
You know, it's our job to post everything online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing. We've been so conditioned. You know, I keep telling everybody, and I find this to be increasingly appropriate, Jessica, is that we live in a microwave world, and we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. And so when it comes to our Wi-Fi, we're just as spoiled. I mean, it has to work every time. We have to have the confidence that we check into it, that it doesn't fail us, and God forbid if it does, it can ruin our day sometimes, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen. And the technology has to be good. I don't want any of my devices failing. I mean, the tech is too good for that to happen. So you want to make sure all your devices, you know, are reliable too.
Will this make our internet faster?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is you can have multiple devices on it. So let's say you have someone streaming Netflix, you have someone, playing video games, you have someone uploading content, someone's on the internet checking email. All these devices, all our phones and our laptops, like it can hold that bandwidth. So it's fast and it can hold it all. So I am all about that fast internet life.
So, again, remind us, what is it that we're looking for that we need to get installed in our homes that'll, you know, fill in those dead spots around the house and keep our internet connection flying the way we want it?
Yeah. It's the Netgear Orbi Wi-Fi 6E mesh system. So it's the mesh router that really makes the big difference. And like I said, it's really the inside that counts. So it's Qualcomm's Networking Pro 1610. So it's the technology inside that's really helping. Now, I want to move on because I don't know about you, but I'm all about retro. And this year, the hottest phone on the market is a foldable phone. The 2000s called, and they want their flip phones back.
Really? Wow,
yes!
That's interesting. I love it. Okay.
So the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3, super, super lightweight phone, but it has the high-end camera that we all want, has a personal assistant, and it's powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 5G. So that means you have all the fast, the processors and the fastness that we were talking about in the palm of your hand.
Wow. That's So flip phones are back?
Flip phones are back, baby. They're back.
I love that. Hey, we're talking with Jessica Naziri. She's the tech expert, and she's teamed up with Qualcomm Technologies, Inc., and she's bringing these great gift ideas because we have so many options, so you got to know where to start. And so she's helping us all out here, especially me, because sometimes I can get overwhelmed with all these tech options, to be honest with you, Jessica.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, there are so many things on the market, but I picked the best of the best. Then I want to ask you, do you have a smartwatch?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm glad that you have one, but now I feel like you might change it. So a new smartwatch on the market is the Fossil Gen 6 touchscreen smartwatch. So I am a big health nut, but I'm also a fashion person. So this is a gorgeous watch packed with the smart features we all want, powered by the Qualcomm Snapdragon Wear 4100. It's fast charging, it's waterproof, and it has all the health and wellness capabilities that we all want to know about. And so I think that when you have a watch that's functionable and fashionable, like, that's my kind of watch.
Exactly. Well, and I got to tell you, my experience, and I was reticent to get involved with a smartwatch, and it was my kids. I said, Dad, you got to do this. And I have become a bit addicted, and in a positive way, because, I mean, it really reminds me of, my exercise promises I've made to myself, although I will share this with you. This was so hysterical. I'm talking to my priest, right? And he tells me, this is the priest, and he's telling me, he goes, well, you know, they have that function that, times the amount of time, how much time you take in washing your hands, right? And he tells me, he admits to me, he goes, I have to lie to it sometimes because I tell it I'm really not washing my hands.
Oh, no. Stop it.
I love that. I mean, I said, oh, gosh, Father, I so appreciate your vulnerability to share that with me.
That's cute. That's so cute. Yeah. I know we talk.
So you got to be careful with some of these smartwatches, but that's okay. They hold you accountable, but in a good way, and it's really been very positive for me. But I'm gonna check out this new smartwatch that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I know we talked a lot about different devices, so for more information, you can go to qualcomm.com.
Okay, and one more thing about the home. Any new smart home tech you recommend?
I'm glad you asked, because this is the gift that keeps on giving. It is the Roomba J7 Plus, powered by Qualcomm QCS404. It's a wireless robot vacuum that does all the cleaning for you. If you're a busy parent, a pet owner, this knows exactly where to clean, and it smart maps your entire home and recognizes things like chargers or pet accidents and avoids them. So I'm all about a clean home and easy integration.
Oh, I love it. Okay, we've got about 50 seconds left. So real quick reminder of the things we touched on in terms of this super smart gear that's available. I'm going to let you hit a real quick summary and then remind everybody where they can go for more information, Jessica.
Absolutely. We talked about the Samsung Galaxy Book Go 5G. That is the new genre of laptops, the Netgear Orbi Wi-Fi 6E mesh system, the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3, the Fossil Gen 6 touchscreen smartwatch, and the Roomba J7 Plus, and everything that we talked about. For more information, on qualcomm.com.
Everybody loves a Roomba, huh, Jessica? Let's get going. We'll make it a happy holiday. Hey, thank you so much, Jessica. Appreciate you coming
on.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy
All right.
Holidays.
Bye-bye.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to everybody. Good to have you with us. And my friend from Alohaville, yes, from the Big Island, Kelsey Waliszewski, joins us now. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect, but I've been looking forward to this end of the year report because she's got a lot to share with us. I mean, just to kind of remind you, Kelsey, along with her father, Bob Waliszewski, from formerly with Focus on the Family, have been teaming up with a father-daughter podcast, which is really, really cool, keeping us up to date as to what's going on on the islands there regarding coronavirus and all the things that are island important, and her Talking Story podcast. And she is a former youth pastor in Hilo, Hawaii. She's now a captain manager of a whale-watching operation. And she's got something new and exciting to share with us. Hey, Kels, aloha. Mele kalikimaka.
Hi, Bill. Wow, your Hawaiian is excellent, I must say.
That's all I know. Don't ask me anymore. Well, aloha, I know that, and a couple others, but, you know, people put up with me, but it's always good to connect with the Ohana.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about this new illustration children's book that you've done just in time for the holidays and beyond that people can get involved with.
Yeah, thanks. I'm so excited about this. This is encompassing so much of what I do and I live for. But the whole story about this children's book is sharing the altruism of humpback whales. So like you mentioned earlier, I've been a boat captain, business manager. I've been taking out people to go see humpback whales for the last decade. And in my research of humpback whales, I came across this beautiful fact that humpback whales are altruistic, which means that they use their lives to help other species. And I just felt like this message, this idea of using our lives to help others is something that we need to really inspire the rest of the world with. And so it's been on my heart to be a part of a children's book, to share this message, to raise up the next generation of Alpha and Generation Z, and then parents and teachers to just say, hey, you guys, but, you know, we need to live beyond ourselves, but there's a world out there that needs us. And so that's what this book is all about.
What is so cool that you're opening our eyes to the altruism of humpback whales, they have a lot to teach us, don't they?
Oh, my goodness, they do. I mean, 10 years I've been, you know, business managing, taking people out. I now actually own my own boat company. I don't know if you know that, Bill, but that's also a big
No, I didn't know. Life. Oh, wow,
yeah,
very cool.
It's called the whale boat, but, yep, thank you. Uh-huh. And so I'm not done with these whales. I just, they have taught me so much. Some of my darkest times, I've gone through a lot as well. And I just tell you, it's, you know, when these guys kind of think beyond themselves, it's not about them, but they're, you know, helping the seal, the sea lion or the baby gray whale. I was like, gosh, you know, there's just an opportunity for us each and every day to use our lives to intervene on other people's behalf. And that's with our time. And it can be with our resources or our money. And so this Christmas, especially as we, you know, focus on family, which is a beautiful aspect of Christmas and gift giving, there's just so many opportunities that even in gift giving that we can intervene on other people's behalf. Maybe purchase a product that was made by a woman who's been rescued from sexual exploitation. Maybe there's a part of our day that we can use a resource like a car to pick up someone and take them to an event. You know, maybe it goes out of our way. Maybe there's, you know, one thing about altruism is that there's nothing for us. There's usually a risk involved for us. There's sacrifice. There's an element of discomfort. So those are some key pieces of altruism, which kind of make us all feel a little uncomfortable. But what's beautiful about altruism, Joy, or Bill, is there's a joy that comes from it. It's indescribable. I don't understand all the time where it comes from, except, you know, my relationship with Jesus is the fact that altruism ultimately points to what Jesus did on the cross. And I have to think that he's created us. He knows what our purpose is on this planet. And so he knows that when we do things beyond ourselves, the fruit of it's going to be indescribable and something that we can't produce outside of ourselves.
You know, you think about it, the ultimate altruistic gift was God sending his son from heaven to earth to bring us back home, you know, and we are made in the image of God. This altruistic characteristic is baked in the cake, so to speak, you know, is Jesus and God were weaving us together in our mother's womb. I mean, this is a part of our essence, isn't it? And when we tap into it, it is so powerful and so, so freeing because like you said, It does come with a price, and but the reward is much greater than what we give, isn't it?
Yeah, and Bill, just a little bit about this children's book. Yes, the content is the scientific story of the humpback whales being altruistic. We're putting it in a kid's way to understand and be inspired and motivated. But I actually traveled to Africa in June, where I sought out an illustrator. Yet this time he was just an artist, but I had met him back in 2019, pre-pandemic. And when the pandemic hit, I just started to really feel in my heart, gosh, you know, I know what's happening in my life as things are crumbling. I'm losing a job here in Hawaii because Hawaii is going into full-on shutdown. I wonder what the rest of the world is experiencing. And so I was reaching out to some of the people that I had met throughout my travels, and I found out that this particular man in Latamu, Kenya, had lost everything. You know, no more tourism. He doesn't have a savings account. There's no government subsidies. He'd lost everything. His wife left him. He was literally on the street.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what can we do? And so a gal who I contribute the being the author of this book, she and I started to partner together and say, gosh, we have this idea of writing a children's book, but who is going to be our illustrator? And it just dawned on me, why not employ Robert, to help him get back on his feet. And so even the nature of this book, even if it's about altruism, the book itself is altruistic. I was able to go there, work with Robert. We helped him get back on his feet. You know, I know the pandemic's still going on, but we're still in touch with him. And then we're going to use a portion of the profit that we make from this book to go back to his community so we can continue to help more people. So that's the other beautiful aspect of this book, is that it's just been this journey, you know, and I did not have this whole vision set up of like, this is what it's going to do. It was just one step at a time.
Exactly.
We could see a need. It was like,
yes.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm going to be a single gal traveling to Africa in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah, this makes sense. But, you know, when God lays something on your heart, you just have to say yes. And it's been a beautiful journey.
Wow. But that's, you know, that's what faith is all about, right? I mean,
yeah,
just trust
exactly.
in God one step at a time. And here it is. I mean, you pull back one layer of onion skin, and with each layer, there's this new revelation and new opportunity to bless others. This is so awesome. Kelsa, how can people participate and donate and invest in this fertile ground that God has provided?
Oh, my goodness. It would be an honor. You're partnering with us in doing kingdom work. And so you can go on to Moi Moi Market, which is spelled MOIMOIMarket.com. That's a one-stop shop for products of purpose. So looking to help, like we mentioned earlier, women out of sex trafficking, that's this marketplace. But that's where this book, Little Gray's Altruistic Adventure, is featured. So it's MOIMOIMarket.com. And then the 501c3 that's going to be doing the work helping more people in Robert's community is called forchildrentoflourish.org.
And Kelsa, if we want to be a sustaining donor, so to speak, you know, so every month we provide a monthly gift, can we do that there as well?
Yeah, I think that's where the forchildrentoflourish.org, there's a donate button. You can choose to say, hey, I want to be a, you know, just a one-time donor. I can be a monthly donor, annual donor. I tell you, just any little money helps. It's seed money, and I really believe that it's an investment into the kingdom. Not everyone's able to hop on a plane and go to Africa, right? But I just think it's about the body working together to say, hey, we want to be a part of something beautiful that's happening and bringing help, hope, and freedom to others.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm glad you went and you listened to God. You were obedient to God. I know this had to be a stretch for your mom and dad as your adopted father. You know, this stresses me a bit as well. But this is what I love about you, is that you're so radically obedient to the Father to do what he's called you to do. And gosh, I'm just so excited about what Little Gray's Altruistic Adventure will do and how it's going to bless kids and families. I mean, you know, because this is one thing that COVID has done. Is it's brought families together, and families are reading again together, and this is, I think, a positive benefit of COVID. I mean, again, what the evil one meant for bad, you know, God turns it around and makes it good, doesn't he?
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's great for families, like you said, for families to come around. We've had a lot of beautiful blessings of people purchasing right in time for Christmas. And we're hoping that these purchases will continue to happen after Christmas. It's not just a Christmas gift. It's something that, hey, yes, as a family or as a teacher and working in a classroom, and we want to, you know, start the new year with this idea of, hey, let's figure out how we can use our lives beyond ourselves. This is a great book to begin to have those conversations.
People go, wait, where did you get this? You know, this thing is going to snowball, and I'm excited to see what God's holding for the future of Little Gray's Altruistic Adventure.
Well, thank you. It's all up to him. I'm just a part of this journey. So, but yes, it's called Moi Moi Market, which is the marketplace that sells the book. So that's spelled MOIMOIMarket.com. You can purchase the book. And then the 501c3, that if you want to just continue to donate and help the things that we're doing in, or even learn about what we're doing in Watamu, Kenya. That is, the website for that is 4, which is F-O-R, 4childrentoflourish.org.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi.